776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes again, along with Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Lovin, and just a very busy time out at Tuttle Creek State Park. And as the summer, you know, I got a little cooler again there for a while. As you said, it was so hot. But in late August, too, there's also a hunt that's coming up that I know is always very popular, too, at least a deadline.
Right.
The hunt is in October.
Right. And there is a change this year. We have moved it back to October 7th and 8th. It's a youth and ADA guided hunt that we put on with the Corps of Engineers is actually the lead role in that one, and a number of partner agency or groups are with that. This year we're going to take about a dozen individuals out. We really want first-time hunters. That's kind of the goal, or if they fall in the ADA category, maybe they haven't hunted in a long time. That was important to them, and maybe physical condition has changed where they haven't been able to. We can provide everything for that. It's a good time. We'll set you up. Again, you have that safety net out there to help you, to get you all set up, and some good educated guides, and all that will take care of you. The registration for that is August 25th, so that's coming up pretty quick. If you're interested in that, you can contact the Corps of Engineers. Actual contact point is Park Ranger Wyatt Cooper on that now. Their number is 539-8511 for those more details. But again, remember that August 25th deadline.
And I, as you say, it's nice to get people that haven't done it in quite a while. I don't know if you turn people away, maybe, that have tried to do it before. Or
we try not to, but sometimes the number of people outweighs the number of people we have available and the property to hunt.
Hunter education, another thing that you offer.
Yeah, another good thing to put on the radar screen. One of the first classes coming up here, August 22nd, 26th, and 29th. The 22nd and 29th are evening sessions. The 26th is an all-day type session. You have to attend all three sessions to be certified. There is a pre-registration required on that. Need to stop by the State Park Office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, to pre-register. If you absolutely can't make that, give us a call, and we'll try to work it in. That's 539-7941 to get you pre-registered.
Now, I know Women on Target is kind of a fun group, from what I understand. Pretty active group. I mean, I've heard of them before.
Yeah, that is a great. It's one of my favorite activities of the year. It's September 9th this year at the Fancy Creek Range. It is hands-on, limited to 36 participants for women. Have hands-on with handgun, rifle, muzzleloader, and archery. Marcy Ritter is the person that handles that for registration. If you want to get a hold of her, that is 785-293-4406. I know I've blurted out a couple of phone numbers here, and if you can't remember that, just give us a call at the State Park office. Ask for me. You can always look at our Facebook page also, and it has all that information.
Well, I've heard that this kind of thing can become addictive.
It is. We have quite a few people, or a number of people, that return every year. We have two every year, a fall and a spring, and there's a few that haven't missed one, I don't believe. And we've had people from Missouri all the way to Colby in the same year. So they come from far and wide.
Very good. Bike Your Park Day, huh?
Yeah, just something we're talking about now, a new event, and this has just kind of happened in the last few days. It's probably going to be September 30th, and right now we're just talking about a breakfast-type ride, maybe a start time of 7:30, and really it would be just a light break. We would maybe do two groups, one that's a slow roll in the park that's family-oriented, and maybe one that's a little more passionate and a little more avid and maybe gets out on the roads a little bit, goes for a little bit longer bike ride. And this is kind of a national event that we're going to participate in this year. Won't be a cost for this. You'll have to supply your own bike, that sort of thing. More to come on that one. Kind of a crazy, morning bike ride, but there is a Baylor football game that weekend, that day, and so we're trying to figure in where we could. And since that time, that game time could be anywhere in the day, I figured that 7:30 is probably the least one that we'll have a conflict with. So,
fingers crossed on that.
Yes.
Little Apple Glow paddle, something else you have, and we're talking October, we're getting into fall then, of course.
Right, and that's kind of a follow-up to our paddle that we do in July, a lot shorter, and this is just a really fun one. It's pretty short. There is a cost with that. Manhattan Parks and Rec and Visit Manhattan and us, again, partner on this one. I believe Parks and Rec will take the registrations on this. Those weren't set up yet. The actual data on it is October 28th, and that'll be like a 6 to 8 p.m. If you do the math on that, yes, that is in the dark, or it will be dark when you end. That is part of it. People wear all those glow sticks, and it's right around Halloween. People dress up in Halloween costumes and everything. It's a short little one from like Fremont Park to the Highway 24 Blue River Bridge ramp, and it's just really fun. Usually have a campfire and some s'mores afterwards and stuff. But the last year we did it, I believe we had 120 people that did that, and so we kind of scratch our heads saying, is this the wisest thing we're doing, you know, putting novice people on the river at dark? But we make it work, and again, we have that safety feature in there where everything's safe and it's all good.
A lot of people are getting involved in this, it sounds like. We've got quite a little community of people that go out and do that.
It is, and that's what's really kind of been cool. I mean, over my career here, man, you never saw a canoe or a kayak anywhere. And now they're just, you know, if you drive around and look, you know, this weekend, you'll notice there's kayaks on a bundle of vehicles. And it's really a good sport to, you know, it's pretty healthy, actually. It'll work, you know, you think, oh, I'll go out for all day. But, boy, if you paddle for a couple hours, seriously, you know, your shoulders are talking to you that night. It's a good activity to participate in. It's good family, oriented and fun that way. So, and now if you notice a bunch of the businesses around town, everybody sells kayaks and canoes now. You know, so that's kind of a neat thing that we've seen evolve.
Well, as we kind of get closer to wrapping up, I know we want to perhaps look at. We talked general numbers. You said had been up and good at the beaches and that kind of thing.
Right.
But campers, you've done pretty well that way this year.
Right.
Pretty booked.
It's been good. You know, and you can always go. Actually, if people are wanting to camp, this weekend's a little light, so there's plenty of spaces open this weekend. Actually, want to do that, they can always go to our website, which they can start out by going to www.ksoutdoors.com. That'll get you to the reservation site that you can either make a reservation or you can look at all of our campsites, what's available for this weekend. You can look, at the very least, you can just look what's available. That works out really good for people that are interested to see what's available out there, or they can reserve from that point. We'll say that Labor Day weekend, all of our reservable sites are full. Right now, we do have some availability in the northern areas of Fancy Creek and Randolph, we will have walk-in sites available. You know, when we get closer, they could not pull in there now and be occupied for that, but within 2 weeks they can. So,
Friends of Tuttle Creek State Park, we mentioned them a couple times. It sounds like a very active group right now.
Yeah, and they will definitely, you know, like any other group, they will take additional members and volunteers. There is a meeting tomorrow. Saturday at the camp store. I believe that's at 8:30 or 9. I can't quite remember. If anybody's interested in that, call me back at the park office, 539-7941, later today, and I can confirm on that time. But they will definitely, take some additional members, even if you're just interested in participating in one little event. They will definitely take that help. And they really do help us out on things that, like OK Kids, we just don't have the staffing for that kind of stuff, that they help us out, put those events on. So good group to be a part of.
In the minute or so we have left, any maintenance projects or things that have gone on this summer? Have you been fairly busy that way?
Right. Right now we've been really in just maintain what we've got and really haven't had a whole bundle of improvements going on. We do have a couple out there in the future. A little bit early to kind of announce those yet, but if those happen, I think they will. We'll be pretty excited, and they'll be a real good addition to the park. But right now, it's really kind of just a, you know, keep things as they are, keep things mowed up good and cleaned up, and go from there.
Staffing's good.
Yeah, those are, you know, staffing's always tough. And actually, I'll tell you, this year is that it's kind of unusual that I had some seasonal positions that I could not fill. I couldn't find anybody, which is kind of crazy. Usually, I've got them knocking on the door, all kinds of people, and this year, yeah, so had a couple that we were a little bit under just because I couldn't find anybody to apply.
They always say that's one problem with when unemployment numbers are low, is it, you know, that does tend to happen.
Right.
So that's good to know. We do have a real quick phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
No,
real quick. We only have less than a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to the state water inspector once in Lawrence, and he said the only lake in Kansas, major lake, that didn't have blue-green algae was Tuttle Creek. Is that true, or what's your situation with that?
You know, we're one of them. I don't know if we're the only one, but yes, we have not had a problem with it. Really, it's an issue of just water dynamics and flow. If water's stagnant, then your chances increases. Tuttle water is always moving, so that really reduces our chances.
Thanks again to Todd Lovin, Tuttle Creek State Park Manager.